Hello, amazing people! You're welcome to this beautiful week. How are you doing today? Really, though, how have you been? This is a question that I just want to take out time today to ask you. Because I know that you are waiting on God for a miracle. You are waiting on God for something. So how have you been holding on? Truth be told, waiting it's not easy. That is the truth. Waiting it's not easy. And don't think you are alone. No, you are not alone. We are all waiting on God for something. We are all waiting on God for one miracle or the other. The only thing is that your waiting season is different from mine. And your waiting area might be different from mine. But we all have our waiting seasons in different areas. For example, you might be waiting on God for a baby, your baby to come true. I might be waiting on God for a spouse. You might be waiting on God for a financial breakthrough. I might be waiting on God for another thing. But we all have our waiting seasons in our different waiting areas. You have yours, I have mine. So how have you been holding on? Waiting is difficult. It's not easy. But you know, it's even more harder and even more difficult when we start to compare in our waiting season. Or when we start to compete with others in our waiting season, that even makes it harder. We are all unique. Our journey in life is different. The Bible says there is a race set before each and every one of us. So don't try to compare yourself with someone ahead of you or someone behind you. It's just like you trying to wear a size 10 shoe or a size 40 shoe, whereas your size is size 30. But you want to wear size 10 or you want to wear size 40. That is simply oversized or undersized, right? Now, how do you want to run with that? If you are wearing undersized or you are wearing oversized, you can't simply run or walk comfortably. But that is what we do always. Our journeys are different. Our waiting seasons and areas are different. Yes, the waiting season might not be easy, but don't compare. Don't compete. Because it makes it harder. And by so doing, you might bring out something prematurely. Do you see that? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So please, I beg on us. If you don't know what to do during your waiting season, do what the waiters do. Serve. Serve God. Serve humanity. That makes it easier. And the process becomes easier. Alright? Rather than to compare or to compete. And the person we are comparing ourselves with, or the person we are competing with, is ahead of us. Whereas we are struggling because we are trying to wear or fit into something that is not ours. Okay? I know it's not easy, my darling sister or my brother that is listening to this podcast. But guess what? God will surely come true. He is a father. He's not just a father of one. He's a father of all. The only thing is that the blessings might not come the same time. But it will surely come. As long as what we are waiting on God for is in His will. It's in His plan for us. It will surely come true. Because God shows concern for us. Just like in my classroom, I'm a teacher. So if I'm sharing, let's say, exercise books or textbooks to my children, I don't just throw it once. I go roll by roll. Okay, you have yours. I will go to the next seat, to the next seat. And that is how it is. God is passing. God is passing. After one comes two, after two comes three, it will definitely come to us. It's a matter of time. Just hold on. Hold on, all right? It will come true. That is my encouragement for you this week. Okay? Just hold on. And don't compare or compete. God loves you. Have that in your mind. He's a father. And because he's our father, he's responsible for each and every one of us. And there are so many things waiting doors. If we actually wait right, waiting develops us. Waiting makes us stronger. That's why we say, the Bible says, those who wait on God, they will mount as what? Eagles, and they will run. Waiting develops a lot in us and makes us stronger. Alright? So please don't abort destiny while you wait. Just wait. That is why it's called a waiting season. Actually wait on God. Alright? He will surely come true. That is what I have to say to you this new week. Okay? God loves you. Never forget that. Have that consciousness as you step out this new week. And God will continue to bless you. And I know he will surely come true for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for tuning in, all right? I will see you next time. Make sure you share this with somebody to encourage that person, okay? God bless you. And finally, God loves you. Bye, and have a lovely and blessed week ahead.